WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let's be real. We live in a world where technology practically breathes down our necks. Smartphones, laptops, tablets, they're like those friends who always want to hang out, sometimes even when you just need a few minutes to breathe. But here's the kicker. That constant connection can leave us feeling drained, scattered, and honestly, kinda messed up. Ever felt like you're glued to your phone, scrolling mindlessly through social media, even when you know you should be doing something else? You know that feeling, when your brain just buzzes with notifications and you end up spending hours lost in the digital rabbit hole? That's what we're talking about today, managing technology use and creating a healthy digital routine. We're not going full-on Luddite, folks, but let's be smart about how we interact with these incredible tools so they don't end up controlling us. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your time and sanity. First off, awareness is power. Seriously, pay attention to how much time you spend on your devices and what you're doing during that time. Are you using apps for productive purposes or just mindlessly scrolling? Once you know where your time's going, you can start making conscious choices. Think of it like a diet. If you don't track your calories, how are you going to lose weight? It's the same with tech. Second, set boundaries, baby. Designate tech-free zones in your life, your bedroom, meal times, maybe even an hour before bed. Treat these like sacred spaces where you can disconnect and recharge. Imagine it as carving out time for a good old-fashioned conversation with yourself without the constant distractions. Third, ditch the notifications. They're like tiny little sirens, constantly demanding your attention. Turn off those non-essential alerts and reclaim control over your focus. Think of it like this. You're the CEO of your life, and those notifications are just pesky interns interrupting your big meetings. Fourth, curate your feeds. Unfollow accounts that drain you or make you feel bad about yourself. You know, those ones that constantly show off perfect lives or trigger unhealthy comparisons. Fill your feed with inspiring content, positivity, and things that genuinely uplift you. Remember, social media should be a source of joy and connection, not anxiety and envy. And finally, folks, remember, the real world is waiting. Step away from the screen and engage in activities that bring you joy. Read a book, go for a walk, spend time with loved ones. Life's too short to be glued to a screen. Get out there and experience the magic of being present. Think about it. Your phone can't hold a candle to a genuine conversation, a breathtaking sunset, or the feeling of accomplishment after crushing that workout. Remember those moments, folks? They're what truly matter. Let me tell you a quick story. Last week, I was feeling super overwhelmed by work and emails. I felt like my head was constantly buzzing with notifications, and I couldn't focus on anything else, so I decided to take a break. I turned off all my notifications, put my phone in another room, and went for a walk in the park. As I strolled through the trees, listening to the birds chirping and feeling the warm sun on my skin, I realized how much I'd been missing out on. It was like a weight had been lifted from my shoulders. That simple act of disconnecting reminded me that life is about more than just checking off tasks and scrolling through screens. Remember, folks, taking control of your technology use isn't about being anti-tech. It's about creating a healthy balance so you can enjoy all the amazing things technology offers without letting it control your life. So, what are you waiting for? Start making those changes today. Turn off some notifications, set some boundaries, and rediscover the joy of living in the moment. As always, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to managing technology use? Share your thoughts on our social media channels. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, join us tomorrow for another episode of the Dopamine Reset Protocol, where we'll be diving into more ways to reclaim your time and live a happier, healthier life. Until then, stay awesome, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.